拉基书第二章第十三节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 13。
你们又行了一件这样的事，使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪，遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。
This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand.
你们还说这是为什么呢？
Yet you say, for what reason?
十七节
Verse 17.
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We will read this portion of the scripture for now.
我们已经说过，马拉基书乃是说到主耶稣第一次来以前以色列人的光景。
We have already spoken that Malachi speaks of the condition of the Israelites before the Lord's first coming.
还有主耶稣第二次来以前教会的光景。
And also the condition of the church before the Lord's second coming.
神有属地的子民，有属天的子民。
God has his earthly people and his heavenly people.
像亚伯拉罕有属地的，有属天的子孙一样。
It is like Abraham who has his heavenly descendants and earthly descendants.
属地的子孙像海边的沙那么多。
The earthly descendants are as the sand on the seashore.
属天的子孙像天上的星那么多。
And the heavenly descendants are like the stars in the sky.
神怎样对待属地的子民？
And how God was to the earthly people.
神就对怎样对待属天的子民？
And in the same way he is to his heavenly people.
所以以色列的故事就是教会的故事。
So the story of Israel is the story of the church.
以色列历史就是教会的历史。
The history of Israel is the history of the church.
讲到以色列预言从被掳归回到弥赛亚第一次来。
And regarding prophecy from the time Israel was taken captive until the Messiah's first coming.
那个预言当然是讲到以色列人的。
That prophecy refers to the Israelites.
但同时也反映到主耶稣第二次来，那么那个关乎从马丁路德改革开始一直到主回来。
It also concerns the time from the Protestant Reformation until the Lord's second coming.
关乎教会将来是怎样的，也写在马拉基书里。
And what the church will be like is also in Malachi.
所以现在我们来看怎样在我们眼前这些预言很奇妙的应验。
We will see how these scriptures are amazingly fulfilled before our eyes.
我们说过，祭司应该就是文士。
We spoke that the priest should also be the scribe.
一个亲近神的人就能解释神的话。
One who draws close to God is also able to explain,
interpret the Bible. 他见到父神的面光。
Because when he sees the light from the Father,
圣灵就在他里面说话。
The Holy Spirit works within him.
就把他所启示的在圣经里面的话就让我们明白。
And he allows us to understand the words that he has revealed in the Bible.
所以在光中得以见光。
So you see light in light.
神的面光可以引到圣经中的光。
The light in God's face can show us the light in the Bible.
这样我们就明白律法。
And that way we understand the law.
这样我们就有了真就长存知识。
And then we can have knowledge.
所以人在祭司的身上，他所期待的是他的知识。
So people should see the knowledge in a priest.
因为祭司的嘴里长存知识。
For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge.
然后也当由他口中寻求律法。
And men should seek instruction from his mouth.
因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
你怎么知道他是使者？
How do you know he's a messenger?
他不只有主的话。
He not only has the word of God.
他也是亲近主的人。
But he also draws close to God.
所以道理、学问、神学一点错也没有。
So there should be nothing wrong in his knowledge and his
错在乎这个人
theology. Anything that is incorrect is within
他慢慢的就把圣经的知识就当作物理化学来追求。
Gradually he pursues Bible knowledge the way he pursues chemistry or physics.
他忘记了，所有今天的知识必须是生命树的知识。
He forgot that all knowledge today should come from the tree of life.
所以现在我们看见，当时当以斯拉回来的时候
，So we see that when Ezra came back.
你看见不止把神的同，把神的话带回来。
He brought back the word of God.
也把神的同在带回来。
He also brought back the presence of God.
所以大卫说：“我寻求你的面。
”David said, "I seek your face."
他不只有主的话。
He not only had the word of God,
他也寻求主的面,
but also sought for his face.
但是很可惜, 慢慢慢慢根据这一段的预言,
Unfortunately, according to this passage,
无论是第一次主来以前以色列的情形,
whether it's the condition of the Israelites before the first coming,
或者主第二次来教会的光景,
or the condition of the church before the second coming,
你读到这些圣经, 你慢慢就醒悟过来。
When you read these passages, you will wake up.
所以在这里讲到一个例子。
Here it gives us an example.
祭司应该是从嘴里有知识。
The lips of a priest should preserve knowledge.
而且他从口中应该能寻求律法。
And you should be able to find the law from his mouth.
所以如果这样的话,
If that is the case,
你来到祭司面前,
When you come to the priest,
就好像来到神面前一样。
It's like coming before God.
你就看见虽然他也解释圣经,
And even though he also explains the Bible,
但很明显是圣灵在那里解释圣经。
Clearly it is the Holy Spirit explaining the Bible.
是圣经来解释圣经。
The Bible interprets its own word.
主的话就很清楚了。
And the word of God is very
clear. 我们举个简单例子。
Let me give you a clear example.
比方说十三节。
Verse 13.
第二章十三节。
In chapter 2.
你们又行了一件这样的事实，前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的坛。
This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, weeping, and groaning.
以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。
Because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand.
这是件很小的事。
This is a small matter.
是发生在家庭里面的事。
It occurs in families.
不过有人亏待他的前妻。
But some people have been treacherous against their wife.
所以他就休掉了他的妻子。
So they divorced their wife.
所以结果前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪就遮盖了耶和华的坛。
And their former wife's tears, weeping, and groaning covers the altar.
以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手里收纳。
Because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from her hand.
明白吗？在这里很清楚的。
Here it is very clear.
许多时候神不听我们祷告。
Many times God does not hear our prayer.
就是因为你与妻子中间发生了难处。
Because you have difficulties with your wife.
如果你没有和妻子和好。
If you do not have peace with your wife.
你不管怎么样，你来到神的面前。
No matter what, whenever you come before God.
好像神不听那个祷告。
It's as if God does not hear your prayer.
好像你感觉不到主的同在。
As if you cannot feel his presence.
一直等到你认罪。
Until you repent.
一直等到你说对不起。
Until you say sorry.
你看见这件事就过去了。
And then this thing passes.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个作为一个祭司的人。
So a priest.
一个作为一个文士的人
a scribe,
他不能光是头脑知道神的话
they cannot just know the Bible in their head.
他必须要活出神的话
they must live out the word of God.
所以在这个时候当你看见前妻的眼泪遮满了耶和华的坛
so when you see that the wife's tears have covered the altar,
那圣灵神说以至于耶和华不再看顾那个供物
and it says that the Lord no longer regards the
offering, 也不乐意从你们手里收纳
or accepts it with favor from your hand.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是对祭司们说的。
These words were spoken to priests.
很清楚的。但是祭司们会问一个问题。
But the priest will ask a question.
这个完全叫我们跌破眼镜。
And this causes us to be completely surprised.
一般的弟兄们可以问这个问题。
Nor any brother or sister can ask
但是不是个明白圣经的人问这个问题。
But someone who knows the Bible shouldn't ask this question.
问这个问题。
The priest should not ask this
question. 也不是文士问这个问题。
Nor the scribes.
你们还说这是为什么呢？
Yet you say for what reason?
还需要问为什么吗？
Do you need to ask why?
你为主说话，难道你不知道为什么吗？
If you speak for the Lord, do you not know why?
你活在主面前，你解释那么多的圣经，难道你不知道为什么吗？
If you live before the Lord and if you interpret the Bible, do you not know why?
所以现在清楚不清楚？这里有人圣经很有知识。
Here a few people have great Bible knowledge.
也知道怎么解释圣经。
They know how to interpret the Bible.
也常常告诉人说做丈夫要怎样，做妻子要怎样。
And they tell people how wives or husbands should be.
那他的家一定是标准的家庭。
So their family should be a standard.
说话的人一定是标准的丈夫。
They must be a good husband.
他的妻子一定是标准的妻子。
And their wife should be a good wife.
那如果在书店里面多出几本这样的书的话
So if you find such books in the library,
那应该教会就没有难处了。
And there should be no difficulty in the church.
但是问题难处出在哪里呢？
But where did the problems come from?
不是出在一般的弟兄姊妹身上。
They didn't happen in any brother or sister.
你看见发生在祭司的身上。
But they happened in the priests.
懂得圣经的人身上。
Those who knew the Bible.
等到神出来说话了。
And when God spoke.
圣灵出来干预了。
When the Holy Spirit came,
你看见应该只有顺服才对啊。
You should obey.
应该这个时候悔改才对啊。
At this time, you should repent.
弟兄姊妹，你们还说。
And yet you say,
这是为什么呢?
For what reason?
一点的感觉都没有。
There is no feeling whatsoever.
圣经很熟。
They're very familiar with the Bible.
但是他圣对圣灵的感觉是麻木到不能再麻木。
But they are completely ignorant of the Holy Spirit's
touch. 有没有一个人他是圣经学者?
Is there any theologian?
而他居然是没有感觉的人。
Who has no feeling whatsoever.
因为你们还说这是为什么呢?
Yet you say, for what reason?
应该知道的。你们应该知道的。
You should know.
知道是知道。
You know it.
活出来是另外一件事。
But to live it out is another matter.
所以下面说，因耶和华在你和你幼年的躯的躯中间做见证。
It says, because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth.
他虽是你的配偶。
And though she is your companion,
又是你盟约的妻,
and your wife by covenant,
你却以诡诈待她,
but you have dealt treacherously with her.
结果你把她休了,
and then you divorced her.
在神的眼光中来看, 你是用诡诈来对待她。
In God's eyes, you have dealt with her treacherously.
但是这些学者还问说, 这是为什么呢?
And yet these scholars ask, for what reason?
摩西不是答应说可以给休书吗?
Didn't Moses permit a writing of a bill of divorcement?
弟兄姊妹，如果就的道理来说，
theoretically,
就的律法来说，
by the law,
你看见这些人很有道理。
You see that these people have a right.
按理来讲，他们应该没有话说了。
Theoretically, there should be nothing to say.
如果根据神永远的旨意，他们没有话说了。
According to the will of God, they have nothing to say.
但是根据律法，他们有话要说。
But according to the law, they do have.
不过那个律法是神许可的旨意，不是神原始的旨意。
But that law is what the Lord permitted, not his will.
所以主耶稣怎么说呢?
So what did the Lord say?
起初不是这样。
But in the beginning, it was not so.
是因为你们硬心刚硬，所以神许可你们。
But God allowed this because of the hardness of your hearts.
结果人就把神许可的旨意当作神永远的旨意。
And then people took what God permitted to be God's eternal purpose.
许多父亲咬紧牙齿，陪着女儿走到地毯那一端。
Many fathers gritted their teeth and walked with their daughters down the aisle.
他从第一天他知道他女儿要嫁给这个人以前，
before they knew that their daughter would be married to this man,
他知道问题在哪里，
they knew where the problem was.
但是等到女儿坚持要嫁给他的时候，
but when the daughter insisted that she wanted to be married,
你知道父亲不能不点头，
the father can't but agree.
那个旨意是许可的旨意，
that is the will of being permitted.
那个旨意 permissive 话，那个旨意不是神永远的旨意。
But that is not God's eternal purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天人到一个地步，
so today people have reached the point.
他不问说神起初如何，
they no longer ask what it was so in the beginning.
他们问的一个问题就是，他们问的问题是不是神许可我们这样做？
But they ask if God has permitted us to do this.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？这就是我们读圣经的难处。
And this is our difficulty in reading the Bible.
我们不问说神起初是怎么说的。
We don't ask what God said in the beginning.
只要神许可，我们就可以做了。
As long as the Lord permits, we'll do it.
只要圣经没有反对，我们就可以做了。
If the Bible doesn't oppose it, we do it.
我们的态度应该是，
our attitude should be,
如果神没有怎么说，我们怎么敢做？
If God didn't say so, then how would we dare do this?
所以有一首诗歌说，
there's a hymn that says,
就是你许可，我也不要。
Even if you allow, I don't want it.
我要你的旨意。
I want your will.
所以弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们强迫神的心意。
Many times we force God's heart.
强迫到一个地步，神说好了，我让你吧。
We force him to the point that he allows us.
就好像父亲叹一口气一样。
Just like the father who sighs.
女儿一定要这样，那结果就这样了。
The daughter insists, and then this is so.
所以现在很清楚的。
So now it's clear.
当然，这些人可以说这是为什么。
Of course, these people can say why.
如果你答应可以给休书，
if you allow a bill of divorcement,
你为什么不看过那个公物呢？
Why don't you look upon it?
你为什么不乐意从他们手里接纳这个公物呢？
Why don't you accept it happily?
弟兄姊妹，对一般弟兄姊妹来说，
to most brothers,
对软弱的人来说，
to people who are weak,
可以问说为什么？
They can ask why.
所以现在大家明白吗？在我们来看是很平常的一个问题。
To us, this is a very common problem.
在圣经里面应该没有问题的问题。
It shouldn't be a problem in the Bible.
对于神学家，对于圣经学者就变成问题。
But to theologians, this becomes a problem.
明白吗？很清楚的，所以逼着我们的神非要说下面这一段话。
We force the Lord to say the following words.
他说虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？
Even though did not the Lord create one
神有灵的余力，就是圣灵有他剩下的力量。
So there was the remnant of the Spirit.
他能够造更多的人。
And couldn't he create more people?
意思就是说不是一个亚当。
So there's not one Adam.
他可以有两个亚当。
He could create two Adams.
亚当是一个人。
Adam was one person.
但是男人是半个人，女人是半另外半个人。
But man is one half and woman is the other half.
所以那人独居不好。
So it is not good for man to be alone.
所以现在你看见吗？现在亚当需要找另外的一半。
So now Adam needed to find the other half.
因为两个半圆才成为一个圆。
Because two halves make a whole.
所以这是一个亚当。
So that is Adam.
亚当就表示一个丈夫一个妻子。
Adam represents one husband, one wife.
为什么神的定规里面是一个丈夫一个妻子呢？
Why was God's law one husband, one wife?
不要忘记，这不是个制度。
This is not.
不是一个 system.
It's not a system.
不是个 institution.
It's not an institution.
因为神所要的是给人一个家。
God wanted people to have a house.
不要忘记，那个家 ，home.
That home.
一个家有这个家。可以说在地上是最像天堂的地方。
And in the home, it should be like heaven.
明白吗？所以神希望亚当夏娃能够有一个家。
So he wanted Adam and God wanted Adam and Eve to have a
home. 而且神可以造两个亚当，可以造三个亚当。
God could have created two Adams or three Adams.
所以神可以造多个丈夫，多个妻子。
God could have created many husbands, many wives.
但是只有一个丈夫。只有一个妻子。
But there's only one husband, one wife.
为什么只有一个丈夫，只有一个妻子？
Why is it one husband, one wife?
因为什么只有一个？
What is one?
什么都是特别的。
It must be unique.
丈夫跟妻子在一起，那是两人的世界。
If the husband and the wife are together, that's the world of the two of them.
所以两个人要离开父母，二人成为一体。
So the two shall leave their father and mother and become one flesh.
在这两人世界里面，没有第三个人。
And in this family of two people, there's no third person.
没有第三个人可以插足在里面。
No third person can intervene.
神给他们的喜乐。
God gave them their joy.
神给他们的关系。
God gave them their relationship.
不要忘记，当丈夫跟妻子在一起的时候。
When the husband and wife are together.
那个快乐像天堂的快乐。
That joy is like heaven.
所以不要忘记，只有神把一个家，把神给了一个家庭。
So God gave them a home.
你看见。一个丈夫，一个妻子。
There's one husband and one wife.
那不止他们有快乐。
And not only are they joyful.
等到他们有儿女以后。
When they have children.
你看见说这个快乐是父母跟儿女之间的快乐。
This joy is also between parents and children.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管怎么样。
So no matter what.
浪子不管多想离开家。
No matter how much the prodigal son wants to leave,
永远是家。
The home is always his home.
所以有一句话说，在外稻草棚啊，不如在家；在外黄金屋，不如在家稻草棚。
So there's a phrase that even though you could be outside in a golden palace, you would much rather be in your straw home.
为什么？因为家到底是家。
Because your home is your home.
所以你看见浪子不管怎么样流浪，他有一天都要回家。
So no matter where the prodigal son wanders, it is, he must go home.
有一个浪子回家的时候。
And when the prodigal son goes home,
他把门推开，看见他父亲坐在这个客厅里面。
He sees his father sitting in the living room.
他总要找几句话说。
He has to say a few words.
他说怎么搞的？这么晚了还没有把门关起来啊？
He asked, "Why did you not close the door yet?"
你知道他父亲怎么说呢？
And what did his father say?
他自从你离开以后，这个家的门从来没有关过的。
He said, "Ever since you left home, we have never locked the door."
所以让我们记得。不管怎么样，家永远是家。
So don't forget that your house, your home is always your home.
所以因着这个缘故，在这个家里面不只有父亲有母亲。
So you find that there isn't only the father and the mother.
有祖父有祖母。
There are also grandparents.
你看见等到他们聚在一起的时候。
And when they are gathered together.
那个喜乐是没有办法来形容的。
That joy is indescribable.
地上有苦难。
There's pain in the world.
在办公室里面，你常常。出眉头，常常一些不愉快的事情。
Often there are unpleasant situations in the workplace.
但是每次回到家里，
but every time you return home,
你看看家人，
you look at your family members,
你就得着安慰，
and you are comforted.
为什么？因为神所要的是一个家。
Because God wants a home.
神所要的不是指这个丈夫，指这个妻子。
He doesn't just want a husband and a wife.
丈夫妻子，是因为他们生命成熟了。
There's a husband and wife because their lives are mature. They were under the care of their parents. Their life was youthful. Was still tender. But gradually they grew up. And And when they grew up,
现在就是他们变成两人世界的时候。
Now they become their own world of two.
你明白吗？所以告诉我们说，等到大的时候
，So when they are old,
就离开父母。
They leave their parents.
他就进入了一个家。
They enter a home.
这是神给亚当夏娃的家。
This is the home that God gave Adam and Eve.
弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗？这就是神当初的旨意。
This is God's original will.
所以神所有的快乐都放在家里。
So God has placed all the joys in the home.
这个家就像在地上的天堂一样。
And this home is like a heaven on earth.
因为这是指着人没有犯罪以前的情形。
This is the condition before people sinned.
但是问题在这里，神能不能造两个丈夫，两个亚当，三个亚当，可以不可以呢？
So could God have created two or three Adams?
那为什么在这里有离婚呢？
Why is there divorce?
为什么这里有人会休妻呢？
Why do some people divorce their wives?
现在很清楚，这不是一个丈夫一个妻子。
Now it's no longer one husband, one wife.
慢慢，你看见说一个丈夫是多丈夫多妻子的。
You see that there are many husbands, many wives.
所以现在神要告诉我们说，为什么当初神只创造一个丈夫一个妻子呢？
So why did God originally create only one husband, one wife?
因为在神的心目中，是把家给在留在地上。
God wanted the home to be on earth.
所以每一个家都像天堂一样。
So that each home is like heaven.
那在地就好像在天。
You are on earth as if
heaven. 那特别是指着人没有堕落以前来说。
Especially before people sinned.
所以讲的夫妻之间的快乐。
So we speak of the joy between husbands and wives.
讲的父母和儿女之间的快乐。
When you speak of the joy between parents and children.
讲到天伦的快乐，讲到grandpa, grandma 跟孙子之间的快乐。
When you speak of the joy between grandparents and grandchildren.
所以给我们看见这是什么？这是家。
It shows us that this is a home.
神要的是个家。
God wants a home.
什么时候在家庭之外有快乐？
So whenever you have joy outside the home.
那就不是神的旨意。
That is not the will of God.
因为神当初把快乐给一个家庭的时候。
When God gave the joy to the family,
是给亚当给夏娃,
He gave it to Adam and Eve,
也是给他们的子孙,
and to their descendants.
所以这个家就像天堂一样,
and this home is like
heaven. 这是神当初的目的,
and this was the original will of God.
那神有没有可能造两个大亚当, 两个亚当, 三个亚当呢?
So could God have created two or three Adams?
那意思就是说, 根据神原来的旨意, 有没有可能多夫多妻呢?
So in other words, according to the will of God, could there be polygamy?
所以下面怎么说呢？
So what does it say?
为何只造一人呢？
And what did that do while he was seeking?
乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔。
And he was seeking a godly offspring.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？多夫特妻也会有后裔。
So if there are many husbands, many wives, you will also have descendants.
在婚姻之外也会有后裔。
And outside of marriage, you can also have descendants.
但神心目中所要。
But God wants in his heart
是虔诚的后裔,
to have a godly offspring.
那些后裔乃是义人的后裔。
Those are the offspring of righteous people.
所以弟兄姊妹现在明白吗？为什么神要一夫一妻？
So why does God want one husband and one wife?
有的人要冲破一夫一妻的制度。
Some people want to go beyond the principle.
神说一夫一妻在这里要刹住车了。
When God says one husband, one wife, you have to press on the brakes.
所有的快乐不能满溢到这池子外面去。
Your joy cannot go beyond this limit.
有的人说我一定要把池子满溢到这个池子外面去。
Some people said that they have to fill their joy beyond.
他要冲破婚姻的界限。
They want to go beyond the limits of marriage.
就等于一个人开车一直快速，一直快速，最后就灭亡了。
It is like someone who keeps speeding when they're driving until they perish.
神老早知道人会快速的。
God knew that people will keep speeding.
尤其堕落之后,
especially after you,
犯罪之后,
after you fall and sin.
所以你看见神就在一个我们这个家庭的车里面就摆了一个刹车。
So God put a brake in the family car.
许多人说我不管这个。
Many people say we ignore this.
结果这个车子就颠覆了。
And then this car is destroyed.
许多人要颠覆神的旨意, 颠覆神的旨意。
Many people want to oppose God's will.
弟兄姊妹, 他以为说这样就对了。
They thought that this is right.
但是现在很清楚的，当有的人可以根据圣经。
Some people can even follow the Bible.
如果你觉得你看妻子不对。
If you see that your wife is not good.
如果她厨房里面用盐用多，你可以把它修掉。
If they have used too much salt in the kitchen, you can.
我刚才讲的，我不是讲的笑话。
This is not a joke.
你知道在犹太历史里面就有这件事情。
This has happened in Jewish history.
你知道只要盐巴多放一点，他就可以修掉你。
If you have placed too much salt in your food, you can divorce them. You can divorce your wife for any reason. Because there is deceit in your heart. You know what you want to do. And God knew.
所以弟兄姊妹, 表面上没有错,
on the surface, there's nothing wrong.
表面上你按照律法书给了休书给他,
based on the law, you gave them a bill of divorcement.
但是很清楚的, 起初并不是这样。
But clearly, in the beginning, it was not so.
所以弟兄姊妹, 在这么小的事情上,
so in such a small matter,
为什么不能用诡诈来对待你的妻子?
Why can't you deal treacherously with your wife?
因为你就破坏了家庭的快乐。
Because you break the joy of the home.
弟兄姊妹, 让我们记得, 是神的旨意,
so remember, this is the will of God.
建立一个一个的家,
to build one house.
而且是一个一个美满的家,
and a complete and abundant home.
所以没有一个人可以破坏那个家庭,
so no one can break the family.
没有一个人可以冲破那个界限,
so no one can go beyond the limit.
有人说我要冲破,
some people said they want to break the limit.
堕落犯罪以后的情形,
and that is the condition after people sin.
也产生了一后裔,
you also have offspring. You know that this story is way too common in the world.
前程的后裔,
but that is not a godly offspring.
在神的旨意中,
in God's will,
神要 亚当夏娃, 生养众多,
he wanted Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply,
遍满地面,
to fill the earth.
你看见今天果然应验了不是吗?
You see that that is fulfilled today.
但是不要忘记, 根据神的旨意,
but remember, according to the will of God,
这是神的目的,
this is the will of God. Because in this way, you have godly offspring.
只要冲破了神的界限,
if you go beyond the limits of God's will, then it has to do with sin.
所以当然, 弟兄姊妹, 在婚姻之外的, 任何的快乐, 任何的情感, 都是神所不喜悦的。
So any joy, any relationships beyond marriage is not what God is in God's will. It is very clear. If we know this is the will of God, then you know what is not the will of God.
那至于同性恋呢?
So regarding homosexuality, they don't even have descendants. I think it's very clear.
对于神的旨意,
according to God's will, we have to ask, why was it one husband, one wife?
没有错, 当丈夫和妻子生命成熟的时候,
when the husbands and when the wife's lives are mature,
他离开父母,
they leave their parents,
代表他们成熟了,
it means they have matured.
如果生命成熟的话,
if the life is mature,
他一定把生命分出去,
it must give out its life.
他没有想到自己的快乐,
they did not consider their own joy.
现在年轻人不是,
but young people are different.
他们进到婚姻里面,
when they go into marriage,
他们所注意的是两个人之间的快乐,
they only care about the joy among
没有错,
themselves.
神当初答应给他们那个快乐,
of course, God promised that joy.
但神为什么把这个快乐给他们?
But why did God give them the joy?
神要他们不能自私, 一定要把快乐延伸出去。
God wanted them to give the joy to others.
他们一定要把快乐给他们的儿子, 给他们的女儿。
They must give this joy to their children.
但是不要忘记, 为着把生命分给别人,
but because they have to give out their life,
自从人类堕落以后,
after people's
fell,
you know that the mother must go through labor pains.
但是最后是把生命给出去,
but in the end, she gives out the life.
所以母亲一刚刚生完孩子以后,
so after the mother has had her baby,
她都是通知先生说是最后一个,
she always tells the husband this is the last one.
但是过了没有多久就忘记了,
but then she forgets.
不要忘记, 因为这个缘故, 也许神就给了他们一些的后裔。
And perhaps because of this, God has given them some descendants.
你知道吗? 当你小的时候, 孩子们小的时候,
when the children are young,
你的产业就是他的产业。
Your inheritance is their inheritance.
你的客厅就是他的客厅。
Your living room is their living room.
你的电视就是他的电视。
Your television is their television.
为什么? 你希望他们接在他, 在你的保护底下,
you want them to be under your protection.
他们长大了。
They grow up.
结果呢, 你看见, 慢慢他们生命就成熟了,
and gradually their lives are mature.
所以等到有一天, 你参加毕业典礼的时候,
and one day you go to the graduation.
你听见校长讲你, 念你儿子的名字, 或者女儿的名字,
you hear the principal read your son or daughter's name.
你心中有一种说不出来的喜乐,
and there's an unspeakable joy in your heart.
本来他们享受父母的产业,
originally, they partook of their parents' inheritance.
没有想到他们长大以后,
but after they grew up,
他们成为父母的产业,
they became the inheritance of their parents.
何等的骄傲,
and they are very proud. If all their children have accomplishments,
但是很多做父母都后悔了,
But many parents regret.
我早知道应该多生几个。
Had I known, I should have had more children.
但是就是不早知道。
But they didn't know beforehand.
所以让我们明白，今天把生命给出去。
So remember, if you give out your life,
是有痛苦。
There is pain.
是有眼泪。
There are tears.
在这一段过程里面。
And in this process,
儿女们痛苦。
And the children are also hurt.
好多次想离家出走。
Many times they want to leave home.
我常常问 Ezra 很小的时候，我说。你有没有想过要离家出走啊
？In the past, I would ask Ezra if you ever wanted to leave home.
他说我有。
He said I did.
那我说为什么你还在这里呢
？So I asked why are you still here?
他说因为我不会过马路啊。
He said I don't know how to cross the street.
我会过马路我就离开家出走了。
He said if I knew how to cross the street, I would have left.
所以我就知道他受了很多的苦。
So I know he must have suffered much.
但做父母不受苦吗
？But do the parents not also suffer?
多少次儿女顶撞他
？Many times when their children are against them.
但有一天儿女终于长大。
One day, their children finally grow up.
本来做女儿的不知道孝顺父母。
The daughter originally did not know how to honor her parents.
她向来是大小姐，什么都是自我中心的。
She wanted her to be self-centered.
她睡觉没有一个人可以吵醒她。
And when she was asleep, no one could wake her up.
但等她做了母亲。
But after she became a mother.
很稀奇，稍微一点的声音她就听见。
If there is even the slightest hint of a sound, she wakes up.
她就想起，别人也做过她的妈妈。
And she recalls how someone else has been her mother.
她慢慢就知道做母亲是怎样的母亲。
And she knows what being a mother is like.
很多的小姐都是和孩子一同长大的。
And many, many girls grow up with their.
然后她做了母亲，就和孩子一同长大。
After they grow up with their children.
所以我们知道说，今天生命要长大。
So today, if your life is to grow,
这是家的故事。
This is the story of a home.
但是现在人忘记了。
But people forgot this.
为什么神把快乐给丈夫跟妻子？
Why did God give the joy to the husband and to the wife?
给他们看见，他们生命成熟的时候。
He shows that when their life is mature,
他们不能自私。
They cannot just speak for themselves.
他们不能把快乐就扣在他们两人的世界里。
They cannot keep their joy within them, their own world.
当然没有痛苦了。
Of course, there's no.
当然，将来没有责任了。
Of course, they have no responsibility.
当然，没有多久，他们就退休了。
And eventually, they retire.
不要忘记，他们是结婚了。
So they did get married.
他们是成家了。
They became a family.
他们没有满足神当初的旨意。
But they did not fulfill the will of God.
这就变成不美满的家庭。
And this is an incomplete.
所以，一个美满的家庭
，a full family.
不要忘记，是神当初把一个家给我。
Don't forget that the Lord gave us a home.
所以然后有孩子，慢慢就长大了。
You have children and gradually they grow up.
然后又离开父母。
And they leave the parents.
因为他们又长大了。
Because they have grown up.
然后生命又分出去。
And the life is given out.
这个家越来越大。
And this family becomes bigger and bigger.
所以你看，不只看见儿女。
You see the children.
你看见儿女的儿女。
You see the children of the children.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么神把一个家赐给每一个人。
This is why God has given a family to everyone.
但是很稀奇。
But interestingly,
今天许多就是因为犯了罪的缘故。
Because of sin.
人总是想冲破这个界限。
People always want to go beyond the limits.
但如果要明白家的意思。
But if you want to understand the meaning of a home.
我们要问起初是如何的。
We ask how it was in the beginning.
你不要问许可的旨意。
Don't ask what is allowed.
如果你是祭司。
If you are a priest.
如果你是文士。
If you are a scribe.
你应当回到起初。
You should go back to the beginning.
神当初为什么设立家庭？
Why did God set up the family?
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么神把快乐赐给一个家庭？
Why did God provide joy to the family?
神要一个家庭充满了天上的快乐。
God wanted a family to be filled with the joy of heaven.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？很可惜，人堕落以后。
But unfortunately, after humanity sinned, people want to go beyond the limit.
人要的是快乐。
People want joy.
人要的是 fulfillment, 是满足。
People want a fulfillment.
他别的什么都不管了。
They don't care about anything else. 所以
人越来越自私。
So people become more and more
self-centered. 人越来越离开神永远的旨意。
They go further and further from the will of God.
到了一个时候，你看见吗？有各种各样不同的关系就发展出来。
And eventually, many different relationships are formed.
我们要问说，到底这是不是神的旨意呢？
We have to ask if this is the will of God or not.
现在很简单。
Simply.
你要问说，如果是神的旨意。
If it is the will of God,
一定是虔诚的后裔。
There must be a godly offspring.
如果你不能产生虔诚的后裔，
If you cannot have a godly offspring,
就表示你没有长大。
It means you have not grown up yet.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们普通所说的小三，
So originally when we speak of an extramarital relationship,
它只破坏一个家庭。
They have broken one family.
如果一个人走另外一条路的话，
If someone goes another way,
他很可能破坏两个家庭。
Maybe he can break two families.
两个家庭都是圆满的，神要赐给这个世界。
There are two families that are full and God wants to provide to the world.
想想这个世界如果像两个家庭像天堂一样的话。
If there are two families like heaven in the world,
这个世界会是什么样的世界？
What kind of world would this place be like?
但是不要忘记，因为这世界握在那恶者的手下。
But this world is in the hands of the evil one.
所以现在有很多的说法就出来了。
So now there are many different sayings.
那现在我们要问，如果有人连没有虔诚的后裔都认为是神的旨意的话，
If some people think that not even being able to have offspring is the will of God,
那有人一定是平安的。
Their conscience must be at peace.
他一定读过圣经的。
They read the Bible.
那就证明他一定失败的。
That means they failed before.
他不失败，他不会找这些圣经。
If they didn't fail, they wouldn't look for these verses.
而且他会解释这些圣经。
And they know how to interpret the Bible.
那个把它解释掉。
They explain those things away.
那我觉得这些人真的很有本事啊。
I believe that these people must have much
我把圣经左读右读，怎么样读来读去都没有办法把它解释掉。
No matter how I read the Bible, I cannot explain it away.
所以这些人真是匠人啊。
So these people must be builders.
他可以讲一些，他可以辩论到一个地步，好像圣经从来没有这些圣经。
They're able to debate to the point that this seems to not even be in the Bible.
他平安了。
They are at peace.
其他人也平安了。
Other people are at peace.
其他人本来是躲躲藏藏的。
Other people used to be hidden.
现在他觉得，现在我有骄傲了，为什么我要躲起来？
Now they are proud. They don't think they need to be hidden.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么今天我们眼前所看见的许多的事。
And this is why we see many things that we see today.
但是不要忘记，神爱世人。
But don't forget that God loves the world.
神爱罪人。
He loves sinners.
但是神恨恶罪人身上的罪。
But he hates the sin that is in them.
这两个一定要分开的。
These two things must be separate.
好了，下面我们到了十七节。
We go to verse 17.
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
那因为你们说。
Yet in that you say.
凡行恶的耶和华看为善，并且他喜悦他们。
Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them.
或说公义的神在哪里呢？
Or where is the God of justice?
当你当初读这段圣经的时候，你读不懂的。
When you read this passage, you don't understand it.
现在慢慢你就懂了。
But gradually you do.
我相信我们在座很多年轻人比年长弟兄姊妹懂得更多。
I believe that young people probably understand this verse even better.
你明白吗？现在许多人他良心平安。
Today, many people are at peace.
他有理由平安。
And they have a reason for their conscience to be at peace.
他们知道神就是爱。
Because they know that God is love.
如果神是爱，
If God is love,
神不可能审判罪人。
He can't judge sinners.
所以不可能，你看见神是爱。
You see that God is love.
所以虽然他们行恶，
So even though they do evil,
虽然他们得罪神，
Even though they have sinned,
耶和华眼看为善。
But they are good in the sight of the Lord.
因为神是烂好人。
Because he is a goody-goody.
他好到一个地步，他看着人犯罪都觉得很好很好。
He is so good that he thinks when he sees people sin, it is good.
并且他喜悦他们。
And he delights in them.
有没有理论根据呢？
Is there a theoretical basis?
好了，一般的人不会有理论根据的。
Oh, for most people, there wouldn't be.
能够有理论根据的人，一定圣经上花过功夫的。
But it must be people who have studied the Bible.
所以有一个牧师就写了一本书叫 Love Wins.
So a pastor once wrote the book Love Wins.
就是爱的胜了。
So love wins.
那么这一本书应该是很好，对不对？
This should be a good book.
我们应该让爱得胜才可以。
We should let love win.
但是现在我们要问，是什么爱得胜？
But the problem is, what kind of love has won?
你记不记得前不久以前？
Not long before.
在美国通过一个法律。
There was a law passed.
叫做 Law of the Land.
It was known as the Law of the Land.
等到通过这个法律的时候。
And after it was passed.
你看见吗？有的人在很高的位置上。
Some people in a very high position.
他就用 Twitter, 用这个 Facebook 就写出去了。
They wrote on their Twitter or on their Facebook accounts.
然后他说这是美国人的骄傲。
This is the pride of America.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的是美国人。
If you are really an American,
如果今天拿的是美国的国籍，
If you are an American citizen,
你觉得是你的羞耻呢，还是你的骄傲？
Do you think this is your pride or your shame?
然后在这个 Twitter 最后面打个井号。
And eventually he added a hashtag at the end of his Twitter.
Love wins.
And wrote, love wins.
那现在我们要问，是什么爱的胜呢？
So we ask, what kind of love has won?
那为什么这个人是个牧师？ 他说爱得胜。
So why would this pastor say that love wins?
那为什么后来这些人也说 love wins?
And why did these group of people say love wins?
那在同性恋里面最喜欢的一句话就 love wins.
And among the gay community, their favorite word is love wins.
不要忘记为什么这样。
Why?
为什么在他们中间彩虹就变成他们的记号？
Why did the rainbow become their symbol?
因为那本书里面告诉我们。
Because that book tells us.
神不会审判我们。
God will not judge us.
你看看彩虹。
You look at the rainbow.
你就知道神不再毁灭人类。
And you know that God will no longer destroy humanity.
一半是对，一半是错。
It's half right and half wrong.
一半是对的。
Half of it is right.
神不再毁灭人类。
God will not destroy man.
神说他不再用洪水水来毁灭人类。
He will not use the flood to destroy humanity.
但是并没有说神不毁灭人类。
It doesn't mean that he won't destroy humanity.
所以证明神还是公义的神。
So God is still a righteous God.
神不是烂好人。
He is not a goody-goody.
神爱罪人不错。
He loves sinners.
但是你不要为难我们的神。
But do not weary him.
你好像我们的神变成连罪都爱了。
If you think that God loves even the sin,
没有这件事。
That is not the case.
所以明白吗？当你读那本书的时候，
When you read that book,
叫 Love Wins,
it's called Love Wins.
明明是圣经学者写的。
It's written by a theologian.
明明是一个牧师写的。
Written by a pastor.
他告诉我们说，神爱我们。
He tells us that God loves us.
所以没有地狱。
So there's no hell.
有一天不会受审判。
And you will not be judged one day.
那这本书不是应该大家都喜欢，很多人都喜欢吗？
So of course, a lot of people like this book.
尤其很多人本来里面不平安。
Many people who didn't have peace within themselves.
看了读了那本书就平安了。
They read the book and were at peace.
原来爱得胜了。
No wonder love has won.
弟兄姊妹，爱怎么得胜？
How did love win?
在什么情形底下得胜？
Under what circumstances did it win?
如果神爱我们，
If God loves us,
没有地狱的话，
and if there's no hell,
他当然有道理的了。
Then he has a reason.
他可以很多的圣经节告诉我们说，神是爱。
He can use many Bible verses to tell us that God is love.
因为在祭司的口里应该有知识。
Because the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge.
在他的口中应该寻求律法。
And men should seek the law from his mouth.
但是稀奇不稀奇？居然凡行恶的耶和华眼看为善，并且他喜悦他。
And yet, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them.
或者说，公义的神在哪里？
Or where is the God of justice?
当然没有公义的神。
Of course, there is no God of justice.
为什么？因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
今天讲神，你只要讲爱就可以。
And when you speak of God, you only need to speak of love.
现在我们要问。
But we ask.
爱得胜是怎么得胜？
How did love win?
原来在希腊原文里面有三个字讲的 love。
There are three words about love in the Greek。
严格说来
，strictly speaking，
讲爱讲的最多的是希腊人。
The Greek people love to talk about love。
但你要看他怎么用这个字。
But you have to see how they use this word。
有一个字跟身体发生关系。
One is related to the body。
叫 eros。
It's the word eros。
还有一个字叫 phileo， 跟我们的魂发生关系。
Another word phileo is related to our soul。
等到新约圣经的时候
，and in the New Testament Bible，
圣灵刻意用苏格拉底跟亚里士多德不大用的一个字。
The Holy Spirit used a word that Socrates and Plato did not use。
意思就是说，在 classic Greek 里面你找不到这个字。
You can't find this word in classical Greek。
你问这些人，他们也不懂得这些什么意思。
And if you ask them, they don't understand this word。
就是 agape 这个字。
It's the word agape。
那么圣经说神就是爱，是指着这个爱来说的。
And when the Bible says that God is love, it refers to this word。
所以希腊文有三个字。
So there are these three words in Greek。
一个字跟身体发生关系。
One is related to the flesh。
一个跟情感发生关系。
One is related to affection and feelings。
讲到家庭的爱、人伦的爱。
And human love and love in the family。
And 不止如此，现在我们看就是还有一个爱是有原则的爱。
But now we also see that there is love that has principle。
神就是爱。
God is love。
有的母亲爱女儿。
Some parents love their children.
他不小心毁了他的一生。
And yet they destroyed their lives.
明白吗？那个爱不是真的爱。
That is not a true love.
那个爱中文叫做溺爱，就爱太多了。
That is a love that spoils.
他爱到一个地步把女儿淹死了，叫溺爱。
They have loved their children so much that they are drowned.
所以让我们记得一件事，许多人因着堕落犯罪，他不知道什么叫做爱。
So because many people have fallen in sin, they do not know what love is.
但神的爱是有原则的爱。
But God's love has principle.
神从来没有和他的原则来冲突的。
God's love has never had any conflicts with his principle.
所以现在很清楚了， 如果你问希腊人什么叫做 eros，
if you ask Greek people what eros means，
他们说只要是有男有女之间就一定有这个爱。
They say that this love exists as between any man or any woman.
慢慢他们就延伸了。
And gradually they
不光是一个男的，一个女的。
And gradually it gets deeper.
甚至两个男的或者两个女的。
And they say you can even have two men or two women.
所以我们知道有 Greek mythology.
And that's where Greek mythology comes.
什么叫 Greek mythology？
What is Greek mythology？
就是我们所说的是希腊神话。
It is the Greek mythology.
那么据说所有希腊的神呢都住在奥林普斯山上。
So supposedly all the Greek gods live in Mount Olympus.
你知道说在帖撒罗尼迦不远有一座山叫 Olympus Mountain.
Mount Olympus is very close to Thessalonica.
那么所有的神除了海神之外都住在上面。
And all of the gods except the god of the sea live in the mountain.
那现在我们要知道到底他们中间发生什么故事呢？
So what stories are in there?
很多人很有兴趣。
Many people are interested.
为什么呢？因为希腊的神是人创造的。
Because the Greek gods are created by people.
是按照堕落人的形象来创造的。
They were created in the image of fallen humans.
因为人是堕落的。
Because people have fallen.
所以他们的神也是堕落。
So their gods are also fallen.
所以现在如果你要知道 Eros 的故事，
If you want to know the story of Eros,
你就要看看住在奥林普山上那些神他们做了些什么事。
Just look at what the gods who live on Mount Olympus have done.
作为一个基督徒，你看都不能看。
And if you're a Christian, you can't bear to look
at these things. 这根本不可能的。
You can't.
不要忘记，这就是 Eros 的定义。
This is under Eros.
不需要一个家庭。
You don't need a family.
只要一个是男的，一个是女的。
As long as one is a man and one is a woman.
你如果仔细读利未记第十八章的话，
If you read Leviticus 18,
你看见神对家庭有个旨意。
You see that God has a will for family.
神对尤其是一些很重要的关系，
Especially certain important relationships.
神一定把它限定在婚姻的范围之内。
God will definitely limit it within the bounds of marriage.
如果从biological point of view， 从生物角度来看，
from a biological point of view，
你只要一个是男的，一个是女的，一定会产生后裔。
You will definitely have offspring if there's one man and one woman.
但是我们不要忘记，现在当你读圣经的时候，
but when you read the Bible，
你就知道说神所定规的关系。
You know that the relationship
that are created by God 是两个人中间的关系，
are among two people，
不是两个动物之间的关系，
not between two animals。
明白吗？如果是两个动物的话，
if there are just two animals，
只要一个是雄的，一个是雌的，
as long as one is male and one is female，
他不管对方是母亲，不管对方是女儿，不管对方什么人，
they don't care what relationship they have with the other one。
所以当你读圣经的时候，你就知道很清楚的。
You know that it's very clear from the Bible。
虽然有雄的，有雌的，
even though there is a male and female，
但只要是两个人。
If there are two people,
只要这两个是按照神的形象来创造的，
if these are created in the image of God,
很自然的只有一个关系，
there must be only one relationship.
那个关系乃在婚姻里面的关系，
and that relationship is within marriage.
等到人犯罪的时候，
and after people sin,
你看见人慢慢就堕落变成肉体了，
you see that humanity fell and turned into flesh.
所以今天很多人讲这些问题的时候，
so when people speak of these problems,
只讲罪和不罪的问题，
they only talk about whether or not it is sin.
不是罪和不罪的问题，
the problem isn't a problem of sin.
创世纪第三章人堕落到罪里面，
in Genesis 3, people, man sinned.
到第六章就堕落到肉体里面，
they fell into sin, and by chapter 6, they fell into the flesh.
你明白为什么叫肉体？
Why is it the flesh?
人有灵，有魂，有身体。
People have a soul, a spirit, a soul, and a body.
吃禁果那一天，他的灵就死了。
And the day that they ate of it, the spirit died.
灵死了以后，剩下魂跟身体。
After the spirit died, you only had the soul and the body.
结果人堕落以后，亚当还活了九百岁。
And after people sinned, Adam lived another 900 years.
他禁果那一天，他的灵就死了。
And the day that he ate of it, his spirit died.
他九百多年以后，他身体也死了。
After 900 years, his body also died.
现在我们要问他的思想、情感、意志在这个过程里面怎么回事？
But what happened to his mind, his will, and emotion?
这是他的魂。
This is his soul.
他的意志、他的情感和他的理智。
His will, his emotion, and his mind.
所以很清楚，弟兄姊妹，现在我们知道说，亚当仍旧活了九百多年。
We know that Adam indeed lived over 900 years.
但是根据圣经告诉我们，到第六章。
But according to the Bible in chapter 6,
罪本来在原心，在中心里面。
Sin used to be in the center of man.
慢慢的灵死了。
The spirit died.
他就慢慢就到了我们的魂。
And gradually it worked itself into the soul.
最后呢，就到了我们的身体。
And eventually it reached the body.
等到最侵略到我们魂的时候。
And when the sin had reached the soul,
有一个反常的事情发生。
There is an abnormality.
慢慢的，我们的身体就爬到我们的魂的上面去。
Gradually, our body overcame our soul.
你明白吗？本来是灵来管理我这个魂。
Originally, the spirit would reign over the soul.
我的魂管理这个身体。
And then my soul would reign over the body.
晚上睡觉了，一碰到枕头，我说睡了，他就睡了。
At night, when my head hits the pillow, I fall asleep.
现在你转来转去都不睡。
Now you toss and turn without sleeping.
是你支配身体还是身体支配你？
So are you ordering this, the body or the body?
Govern.
Are you governing the body or the body governing you? 所以现在很明显身体不听
你的话。
Now the body doesn't obey you.
反过来
，It's reversed.
一个堕落的人
，A fallen man.
他的身体，他反而听了身体的话。
Instead, he obeys his body's orders.
他听了身体的，受了身体的支配。
He is governed by the body.
本来亚当的特点是活泼的魂 ，living soul.
Adam used to have a living soul.
所以圣经说，雅各七十个人，七十个兽魂就下到埃及去。
That's why in the Bible it says that the 70 souls went to Egypt.
所以魂是人的代表。
So the soul represents people.
人有思想，有情感，有意志。
People have their mind, their will, and their emotion.
这是最高贵的地方。
This is the highest point.
这最像人的地方。
This is where you're most like a
human. 为什么呢？因为神是充满智慧。
Because God is filled with wisdom.
他创造我们的时候，给了我们一点智慧的火花。
When He created us, He gave us a bit of wisdom.
A spark of wisdom. 结果就变成我们 intellect， 变成我们的理智，变我们的心思。
So that became our mind, our intellect.
神是爱的神。
God is a God of love.
他给我们一点爱的火花。
He gave us a spark of love.
就变成我们的 emotion， 变成我们的情感。
And it became our emotions.
神是自由的神。
God is a God of freedom.
神可以说是，也可以说不是。
God can say yes or no.
神创造人最难的一点。
And the hardest thing in creating humans.
他要决定我要不要把意志的火花给人。
He wanted to decide whether he would give the spark of the will.
叫人可以说 yes， 人也可以说 no。
So that humans could say yes and no.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神果然给了人一个自由的意志。
He did give us a free will.
所以人的思想、情感、意志。
So the mind, the will, and the emotion.
加起来就是他的魂。
When you add it together, it's the soul.
就是他的人格。
And it is their being.
你看见神尊重我们。
So you see that God respects us.
为什么？神没有用基路伯的火箭围着善恶树的果子。
God did not use the cherubim to surround the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你想想看，如果神这么做的话
，If God had done that,
人有犯罪的可能。
Is it possible that anyone would have sinned? No.
神把这个通通撤掉。
No, God told them all to leave.
你可以说 yes， 也可以说 no.
You were allowed to say yes or no.
神何等愿意你说 yes.
God wanted us to say yes.
神何等愿意拣选生命树。
He wanted us to choose the tree of life.
但是很可惜人失败。
But unfortunately, people failed.
神老早知道人会失败。
God knew that people would fail.
但神宁可造一个会失败的人。
But he would rather create a person who could fail.
他要不要造一个机器人。
He doesn't want a robot.
因为神太多机器人。
Because God has way too many robots.
你看见吗？现在为什么我们导航机那么准确啊？
So why is our GPS system so accurate?
因为我们完全受天上的支配的。
We are led by heaven.
但是我们知道在天体里面运所有的运动为什么那么准确呢？
But why are all the heavenly bodies accurate in their movements?
因为通通是机器人。
They are all robots.
所以按钮到这里到那里，没有一个不听他的话。
At the click of a button, any satellite will move to wherever you want to go.
所以神有足够有千千万万的机器人。
God has thousands of robots.
当神造人的时候
，But when God created people,
神要决定说我要不要造一个自由的意志的人。
He had to decide whether he would create them with a free will.
所以不要忘记，人最像神的地方就是他的人格。
So remember that people are most like God in their personality.
所以年轻人要记得。
So young people, please remember.
你所以被人尊重。
You are honored by people.
所以有的人佩服你。
Anyone respects you.
因为看见你人格就尊重。
Because they see your person.
为什么？你的 personality.
They see your personality.
你的 personality 应该 reflect the personality of Christ.
Your personality should reflect the personality of Christ.
你不管在什么地方,
no matter in what circumstance, 人看见基督的荣耀和
美丽从你身上彰显出来。
People should see that the beauty of Christ is expressed in you.
这就是那个见证。
This is the testimony.
所以人造好了以后,
so after people were created,
每个人都应该像亚当夏娃一样, 都应该, 每个人造好了以后,
after people were created,
应该都是活的魂。
They should all be a living soul.
所以没有错, 本来就是七十个魂。
So there were the 70 souls.
但慢慢慢慢人就开始堕落，开始变质了。
But gradually people changed.
本来这个人是人，是因为他有人格。
So people used to be humans because they had the personality.
我思故我在，我想所以我存在。
I think, therefore I am.
弟兄，这是伟大的人格。
This is personality.
这是人和动物不一样的地方。
This is why people are different from animals.
你不能够到现在还是觉得人跟动物是一样，这是不可能的。
If you think that animals and humans are the same, that's
impossible. 只有人是照着神的形象来造的。
Only people were created in the image of God.
但是很可惜，你知道我们中国从前很穷啊。
But in the past, China was very poor.
那最悲哀的一句话是什么呢？
And what was the most tragic part?
一家八口一张床。
That a family of eight only had one bed.
那么为什么讲一家八口？
So why is a family of eight?
那一张床不要去提它了，这当然很寒酸了。
So we won't worry about the one bed.
但是做丈夫的，做家长的人。
But the leader of the household.
他想到我家里有八个人。
The husband would consider that there are eight people in the family.
他要出去赚钱。
He had to earn money.
他希望他们不挨饿。
He didn't want them to be hungry.
所以他现在算到底有几个嘴巴要吃的。
So he had to count how many mouths there were to feed.
所以我出去赚钱，我最少我要能把这几张嘴把它填满了。
So I must make sure that I can feed these people.
这就证明一个家很穷嘛。
This means that a family is very poor.
所以穷到一个地步，你虽然八个人，但是八个人就变成八个嘴巴了。
So even though there are eight people, they turn into just eight mouths.
你明白吗？这是个比方。
This is an example.
所以本来八个人应该是八个魂。
So there eight people should mean eight souls.
因为他们都照着神的形象来造的。
Because they are all created in the image of God.
结果当你读到第六章的时候。
But when you reach chapter six,
人就变成肉体。
People became flesh.
换一句话说，现在代表他的不是他的人格。
In other words, today it is not their personality that
represents them. 现在代表他是他的身体。
It is their body that represents them.
那请问大家。当初神创造我们的时候
，When God created us，
他是用泥土来创造所有的动物的。
He created all animals out of dust。
所以我们和所有的动物有个共同的生命。
So we have the same life as animals。
那个叫 animal life， 叫做动物性的生命。
It is called the animal life。
在动物的圈子里面
，in this animal circle，
只要是雄的，只要是雌的
，if it is a male or a female，
他们就一定有一种的关系。
They can have a certain relationship。
不要忘记了，但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem。
今天我们变神创造我们是人。
God created us as people。
神把一个家庭给我们。
God gave us a home。
一点没有错，因为我们是泥土造的。
Because we are created from dust。
我们有动物性的生命。
We do have the animal life。
但是不表示说我们要受我们身体的支配。
But that doesn't mean that we need to be governed by our body.
所以圣经告诉我们说，今天神创造我们。
The Bible tells us that God created us today.
是要让生命树的生命来控制我们的生活。
So that the tree of life would govern us.
代表圣灵。
It represents the Holy Spirit.
来管理我们的思想、情感和意志。
To govern our mind, our will, and our emotion.
然后我们的思想和情感和意志。
And our thoughts and our will and our emotions.
我们就可以控制我们的身体。
And then we can control our body.
所以明白，这就是正常的人。
So this is a normal person.
灵在最上面。
The spirit is the highest level.
人格在中间。
The personality is in the middle.
身体在最底下。
And the body is on the bottom.
但是很可惜，人堕落以后。
But unfortunately, after people sinned.
灵死了。
The spirit died.
身体就翻上来了。
The body rose up.
这个人就变成颠倒的人。
And this person was upside down.
所以中国人很有意思啊。
So Chinese people are very.
早期要找人的时候，在电线杆上寻人，其实要找这个人，这个人丢掉了。
So if they wanted to find someone who was missing, they would go to the top of the.
你们在座年轻人起码会写中国字“人”吧，这个字。
So you know how to write the word human in Chinese.
但如果这个人丢掉的话
，But if you lose the person,
在电线杆上，这个人是倒过来写的。
They would write the character for human on.Upside down.
所以弟兄姊妹，自从人堕落犯罪以后
，So ever since people fell,
人就让身体来支配他。
They allowed the body to reign over them.
现在很简单，如果一家八口，一张床
So if there are a family of eight with one bed,
是悲剧的话,
if that is a tragedy,
那一家八个肉体一张床，那更是悲剧。
So a family of eight flesh with one bed, that must be even more tragic.
所以圣经告诉我们，现在魂不是特点。
So now the Bible tells us that the soul is not the unique feature.
因为他的思想轻，弱到一个地步，完全替身体的支配。
Because the mind has fallen to a point that it obeys the body.
酒精在他身体发动，他非喝酒不可。
If alcoholism is in the body, he must drink.
有的人，你看毒在他身上发作，他非吸毒不可。
If drug addiction is in their body, they must use drugs.
如果荷尔蒙的火在婚姻之外发动的话，你看这个人非犯罪不可。
And if their hormones are working in them, then they have to sin.
我请问大家，所有犯罪的人。
Let me ask you, all who sin,
他的悲哀在哪里?
What is their tragedy?
他有一天要说我已经卖给罪了。
One day they must say that they have sold themselves to sin.
我不是自己的人。
I am not my own person.
我说我不要再犯罪。
I may say I don't want to sin.
你知道今天在学校，我不知道你现在的学校是怎样。
I don't know what it's like in school today.
在我还教书的时候。
But when I was still a professor.
在美国大学里面流行一种的哲学。
There was a certain philosophy that was popular.
他们人生太短。
They said that human life is too short.
我们应该多快乐。
So we should be happy.
对不对？所以我们什么事都要做一做。
So we must do everything.
但是我们每一件事只做一次。
But everything we only do one time.
我们不做第二次。
We don't do a second time.
抽烟抽一次就好。
If you smoke, you smoke once.
Marijuana 是一次就好。
If you use marijuana, you do it once.
只要爸爸妈妈没有发现没有关系。
As long as the parents don't know, it's fine.
很多事情不知道做一次就好。
And many things they don't know, you just do it once.
所以这就是为一次的哲学。
So that is the theory of doing.
这个哲学很受人欢迎的。
It was very popular.
因为年轻人觉得人生苦短嘛，忽然听见这个人病倒了，那个人病倒，这个人得癌症，那个人得癌症。
Because young people felt that life is so short. Someone gets sick and dies, or someone has cancer.
所以为什么不在还活着就快乐一点呢
？So while you're still alive, why don't you just be a little happy?
所以你在大学的时候
，So when you're in university,
这是你一生最好的时候。
This is your best time in life.
你可以做你所要做。
You can do whatever you want to do.
很多事情你父母是不知道。
And many things your parents don't know.
但是最好他不要知道。
But it's best that they don't know.
因为你只做一次嘛。
Because you only do it once.
如果他再追问你说我只做过一次
，If they ever ask you, you tell them I've only done it once.
没有做过两次。是的，
I haven't done it twice,
没有做过第三次
or three times.
但是弟兄姊妹，大家都知道。
And brothers and sisters, everyone knows.
所有在罪里面有经验都能告诉你。
Anyone who has experience in sin,
没有一个人只犯罪犯一次。
Can tell you that you don't ever sin once.
你知道在美国有个很有名的广告。
There's a very famous commercial in the U.S.
那是 potato chip 的广告。
It is the commercial for potato chips.
那 potato chip 最动人的一个广告是什么
？So what is the thing that moves you most?
You cannot have just one.
You cannot have just one.
你不能只吃一片呢。
You can't just eat one.
你吃了一片，一定有第二片。
If you eat one, you will eat.
吃第二片，一定有第三片的。
If you eat two, you will eat a third.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，每一个人胆子都是小的。
Remember, everyone is not very bold.
为什么你在学校里面
？In the schools.
有的时候，你的同学说，我们去喝一杯酒吧。
Sometimes your friends will say, "Let's go drink."
你说喝一杯酒有什么问题？
You say, what's wrong with drinking one cup?
圣经没有说不可以喝酒。
The Bible didn't say you can't drink.
保罗还劝提摩太说要喝一点酒，因为你的胃不好。
The Bible even told Timothy to drink a little bit of wine because your stomach is not good.
所以你就开始束缚你自己了。
So you start rationalizing.
所以你就去喝酒了。
So you go and drink.
那你本来你以为说喝酒不是做朋友的一环就是。
Originally you thought that drinking is just part of social life.
慢慢你就发现。
But gradually you find.
如果你清醒的时候
，if you when while you're still sober，
如果你自己人的时候
，while you're still yourself，
你一定对撒旦说不。
You will definitely say no to Satan.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly，
只要几杯的酒一下肚
，after a few cups of alcohol，
你慢慢就胆子壮起来了。
You gradually become bold.
你可以发酒疯，你可以不负责任的。
You can be drunk and you won't be responsible.
你在那个时候是你做一些事情，你可以不负责任的。
You can do a few things at that time and not be responsible.
弟兄姊妹，很多人清醒不敢做的事。
Many people don't dare to do anything when they're sober.
他告诉自己说，只要我发酒疯发的罪，做的事我不负责。
But they say that if they are drunk, they won't be responsible.
很多的年轻人就这样的掉进去。
And young people fall into sin this way.
所以让我们记得。
So please remember.
没有人只吃 potato 只吃一片。
No one ever eats only one potato chip.
本来胆子不够壮。
Originally they weren't bold enough.
喝了几杯酒。
After a few cups of wine.
你就壮起来了。
You become
bold. 所以本来不敢做的事，现在你敢做。
And things you never dared to do, you do now.
本来你不敢颠覆的事，你敢颠覆了。
Things that you would never have tested, you would have.
如果你像大卫一样。
If you are like David.
你真的犯罪。
And you really sin.
你真的认罪。
If you really repent.
那也好。
That's also fine.
但是慢慢慢有人来帮助你。
But eventually someone helps you.
那不是罪。
That's no longer a sin.
那是你的软弱。
That is just your weakness.
在成长过程里面一定会经过的。
You will definitely go through it while you are growing up.
你长大了就好了。
And after you grow up, you're done.
你结婚了就好了。
After you are married, you're fine.
但是弟兄们，还没有到结婚的时候。
But before you are married,
很多人就这么毁掉了。
Many people were destroyed this way.
仇敌何等的诡诈。
The enemy is very devious.
弟兄姊妹，现在很多人误会了。
So many people misunderstood.
以为说很多事只是罪的问题。
They thought that many things are just a problem of sin. No.
凡是做这样事的人。
If you do these things.
我不管他是有多学问。
No matter how much scholarly you are.
我不管他有多成功。
No matter how successful you are.
有一件事情我知道。
I do know.
这个人不是他自己的人。
This person is not himself.
这个人是别人做他的主人。
This person must have someone else as their master.
我们的主钉十字架的时候，
When our Lord was crucified on the cross,
他是为罗马帝国坐在宝座上的皇帝死在十字架上。
He also died on the cross for the Roman emperor.
所以现在很清楚，弟兄姊妹，给我们看见说，今天人犯罪。
We see that today people have sin.
有很多的花样。
There are many types of sin.
简单的来说。
Simply speaking.
当一个人完全受身体支配的时候。
When a person is completely governed by the body.
你不说这是一个人，一个人，一个魂，一个魂，不是。
You no longer say that this is one person, one soul.
这像神所创造的人吗？
Is this like the man whom God has created?
人已经堕落到次人的地位。
Humanity has fallen below mankind.
Subhuman.
They are subhuman.
这不是很悲哀吗？
Is that not tragic?
如果今天在动物园里面所看见他们怎么样受身体的支配，
If you look at how animals are governed by their bodies,
我们这些被神创造的人，
We have been created by God.
我们可以堕落到一个地步，
We can fall to a point.
弟兄姊妹，现在魂不是我们的特点，
That the soul is no longer our unique feature.
肉体变成我们。
The flesh has become our feature.
这就是 Eros.
This is Eros.
弟兄姊妹，今天你讲 Eros.
Today, if you speak of Eros,
没有人比希腊人讲的更清楚。
No one speaks it more clearly of it than the Greeks.
你看看那些神话。
Just look at their mythology.
惨不忍睹，你根本不应该看的。
It's stuff you shouldn't even look at.
不可能看的。
You can't look at it.
因为他们的神是照着人来创造的。
Because their gods were created by people.
但是我们这些人是按照神的形象来创造。
But we were created in the image of God.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？今天是什么世界
？What kind of world is it today？
是回到主耶稣钉十字架以前的世界。
It is the world before God, Jesus was crucified.
这就是为什么主耶稣要来，要为我们钉十字架。
And this is why our Lord had to come and be crucified for us.
感谢主，神就是爱。
Thank the Lord, God is love.
因着人受身体的支配。
And because people were governed by the body.
人不止落在罪里。
People were in sin.
人也落在肉体里。
People were also in flesh.
所以主要为我们钉在十字架上。
So the Lord had to be crucified on the cross.
但是问题在这里呀，因为许多人落在罪里面，
不能够自拔。But because many people could not get themselves out of sin.
他起头悔改。
They repented.
也认罪。
They.
但是他卖给罪了。
But the problem is they were sold to sin.
他出不来。
They couldn't get out.
他要把它合理化。
They wanted to rationalize.
所以总要有人。替他们来合理化。
So someone must do it for them.
结果没有想到，我们是罪人。
And that we are sinners.
很多侍奉神的人也是罪人。
Many people who serve God are also sinners.
我们失败了。
We failed.
我们不知道该怎么做。
We don't know what to do.
我们说罪就是罪。
We say sin is sin.
但是有人说罪可以不是罪。
But some people can say that sin is not sin.
那不是很好。
Is that not good?
若有人说神就是爱。
If someone says that God is love.
如果这样不是很好。
Is that not good?
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
格里汉 ，Billy Graham 已经九十多岁。
Billy Graham is in his 90s.
他应该可以休息了。
He should be able to rest.
他没有休息。
But he didn't.
他写了一本书。
He wrote a book.
Here I am.
It's called Here I Am.
为什么写这本书
？Why did he write this?
他告诉全世界的人。
He wanted to tell the world.
神爱世人。
That God loves the world.
有天堂，也有地狱。
But there is a heaven and a hell.
人如果不接受耶稣基督做救主，
If you do not accept the Lord as your Savior,
人如果抗拒十字架的大爱，
If you go against the love of the, on the cross,
当主耶稣回来的时候，
When the Lord comes back,
他是犹大的狮子，
He is the Lion of Judah,
他是审判的主，
He is the God of judgment.
神是答应过他不再用 水来毁灭世界。
God promised that he will not destroy the world with a flood.
但是最后神还是毁灭这个世界。
But God will still destroy this world.
因为神是公义的神。
Because he is a God of righteousness.
这个世界越来越黑暗。
This world is becoming darker and darker.
最后有一个人出现。
Eventually one person will appear.
那人叫敌基督。
That is the Antichrist.
就好像基督一样。
He is like Christ.
所有的温柔，所有的忍耐，所有的美德都在基督的身上。
All beauty and all tenderness was in the Lord.
所以如果你要知道什么叫做罪，
If you want to know what is sin,
你看见敌基督就好了。
If you look at the Antichrist, that's enough.
所以有一天敌基督要出现。
One day the Antichrist will appear.
但是不要忘记，主耶稣要回来。
But remember, the Lord is coming
我们不是迎接敌基督，我们乃是迎接基督。
We aren't here to receive the Antichrist, but Christ.
所以这一点非常非常重要。
This is very important.
好了，当人这样说。
So when people say this, 你用言语
反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
现在神不会审判。
God will no longer judge.
我记得有一次啊，我看一个 Twitter.
Once I was looking at Twitter.
是格里汉的儿子叫 Frank, 他的 Twitter.
It was Frank Graham's Twitter.
那这个照片，他这个在他那个这个整个 Twitter 上面有个照片是白宫的照片。
There was a picture of There was a picture of the White House.
白宫照片，白宫也是白的嘛。
The White House should be white, right?
结果白宫是彩虹色。
But the White House was in rainbow color.
原来有好几个晚上啊，你看那个白宫啊，是用彩虹的颜色在那里装饰的。
You can see that they put lights on the White House in rainbow color.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么说呢？
What would you say?
这个不管住在白宫里面的人，你是美国的人民借给他住的。
So you have the White House is what you have allowed them to live in.
他觉得这是美国人的骄傲。
They believe this is the pride of America.
而且他要把白宫给人看见，好像是彩虹一样。
And he wants people to see the White House as if it's a rainbow.
所以 Frank 就是他就 Twitter， 他就在 Twitter 上面就写了。
So Frank wrote in his Twitter.
他相信神还是公义的神。
He believes that God is still a God of righteousness.
神的审判很容易临到的。
God's judgment can come anytime.
所以他有个建议。
So he had a recommendation.
他说白宫最好多装几个避雷针。
He said that the White House should put some more lightning rods.
因为神如果愤怒的话。
Because if God is angry.
弟兄姊妹，你看见神到底是公义的神。
You can see that God is still a God of righteousness.
所以不要以为说今天白宫没有事。
So don't think that because nothing happened in the White House,
你不装避雷针也没有事。
That if you don't put up lightning rods, you're still fine.
他们可以说，你看神不是爱我们吗？
They can say, see, God loves us.
但我们这样做，神还是爱我们。
When we do this, God still loves us.
那现在，圣经怎么回答这个问题？
So how does the Bible deal with this problem?
所以接下去第三章第一节。
Then we see in chapter 3 verse 1.
万军之耶和华说，
The Lord of hosts
says, 我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
弟兄姊妹，到底神是爱呢？
God is love.
还是神是公义的神？
Or is he righteous?
神的爱明显和他的公义是冲突的。
It seems as if God's love and his righteousness are clearly in conflict.
神的公义要审判我们，因为我们是罪人。
God's righteousness must judge us because we're sinners.
神爱我们，
but God loves us.
神舍不得我们受审判。
He doesn't want us to be judged.
所以就为我们预备了救法。
So he prepared a way of salvation.
为我们预备了十字架。
He prepared the cross for us.
所以感谢主，人类的救主来到。
Thank the Lord that the Savior has arrived.
要回答这个问题。
He has given us an answer.
你们用言语反锁耶和华。
You have wearied the Lord with your words.
你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
Yet you say, how have we wearied him?
因为你们说凡行恶的耶和华眼看为善。
In that you say everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
现在我们主来到地上，
Our Lord has come to the earth.
给我们看见什么是爱。
He shows us what love is.
一面神爱我们。
On one hand, God loves us.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know?
因为当他被挂在十字架上的时候，
When he was nailed on the cross.
当他最痛苦的时候，
In his most painful time.
当所有人钉十字架都在那咒诅的时候，
When everyone was cursing him.
你看见说我们的主反而祝福的人。
Our Lord still blessed people.
那些钉他十字架的人，
Those who crucified him.
那些卖他十字架的人，
Those who
把他出卖的人，
Those who betrayed him.
包括比拉多，
Including Pilate，
包括犹大，
Judas，
包括文士和法利赛，
The scribes and Pharisees.
他一被举起来，
He was lifted up.
赦免他们，
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道，
For they know not what they do.
这是爱不是？
Is this not love?
难道主耶稣只是烂好人吗？
Was Jesus a goody-goody?
我现在问一个问题，做父亲的要不要听儿子这个祷告？
Should parents hear their son's prayer?
当天父看见主他的儿子挂在天地之间。
When the Heavenly Father sees his son nailed between heaven and earth,
他第一个祷告就是为敌人祷告。
His first prayer was for the enemies.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
他们都是罪人。
They are all sinners.
他们不知道他们做的是什么。
They do not know what they are doing.
他们完全被撒旦愚弄了。
They are completely under the control of Satan.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
我问弟兄姊妹，天地之间的父要不要赦免？
Let me ask, will the God of heaven and earth forgive us?
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
难道我们的主在十字架的祷告父神不听吗？
Will the Father not listen to the prayer of his son?
父神当然要听他儿子的祷告。
Of course the Father will listen to the prayer.
因为他爱他的儿子。
Because he loves his son.
他的儿子也爱世人。
And his son loves the world.
神果然爱世人。
And God loves the world.
十字架告诉我们。
The cross shows us.
人虽然恨神恨到了最高点，
even though people hated God to the highest point,
所以把我们的主推到十字架上去，
and they pushed our Lord to the cross.
但你看见神爱人爱到了最高点，
you see that God loved people to the highest point.
神怎么爱呢？
How did he love?
他滥爱吗？他没有原则的爱吗？
Is it a goody-goody love without principle? No.
没有，他是用爱把我们淹死了。
Did he flood us with he has flooded us with his love?
不。
No.
弟兄姊妹。淹死了，反正结果是淹死了。
It was the result that we were flooded?
这不叫做爱。
That is not love.
如果爱我们，要拯救我们。
If he loves us, he will save us.
我们是罪人，叫我们能够免去所犯的罪。
That we would be able to depart from the sin.
这就是人类的救主。
This is the savior of the world.
所以在这个时候，父神为着要听他儿子的祷告。
And because the father wanted to hear his son's prayer.
所以十字架有两个阶段。
So there were two sections during the cross.
前三个钟头和后三个钟头。
The first 3 hours and the latter 3 hours.
前三个钟头人把我们的主钉在十字架上。
In the first 3 hours, the people nailed our Lord on the cross.
这不是救恩。
This is not salvation.
比拉多把主钉十字架，这不是救恩。
Pilate nailed Jesus on the cross. That is not
salvation. 犹大出卖主耶稣，这也不是救恩。
Judas betrayed Jesus. That is not salvation.
人钉十字架不是救恩，人把主钉十字架不是救恩。
When people nailed him on the cross, that is not salvation.
但是后面三个钟头。
But in the last 3 hours,
是神把他儿子钉在十字架。
God nailed his son on the cross.
所以明白吗？如果他爱他的儿子，
if he loved his son,
他也爱我们，
and he loves us.
一面他要根据他的公义，他的愤怒的杖要落在我们身上。
On one hand, his wrath, because of his righteousness, his wrath should be upon us.
他爱我们，
but he loves us.
舍不得我们受审判。
He doesn't want us to be judged.
他把他独生的爱子赐给我们。
He gave us his son.
让他的儿子站在我们的地位上。
And his son stood in our place.
等到神愤怒的杖落在他儿子的身上。
And when God's wrath came upon his son.
因为我们所有的罪。都归在他儿子的身上。
All our sins were placed on his son.
我们的主就说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
And then our Lord said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
因为他做了人类的救主。
Because he became the savior of the world.
请记得，他是没有罪的。
Remember, he had no sin.
我们是有罪的。
We have sin.
我们应该说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离开我？”
We should say, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
斯大林要这么说的。
Stalin should have said
this. 希特勒要这么说的。
Hitler should have said
this. 你和我要这么说的。
You and I should have said this.
为什么没有罪的主耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
But why did the God without sin say that, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
因为在第二个三个钟头的时候。
Because in the second 3 hours.
神定义把他压伤。
God chose to bruise him.
所以很明显的是我们的神把他钉在十字架上。
So our God nailed him on the cross.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当神把他儿子钉十字架，这叫做救恩。
When God nailed his son on the cross, this is salvation.
为什么是救恩呢？
Why?
很明显的，一面满足了神的公义。
On one hand, it fulfilled God's righteousness.
因为那个愤怒的杖果然落下来了。
Because that wrath was poured out.
应该在我们身上。
It should have been on us.
结果在他的身上。
But it was on him.
对我们来讲是爱。
For us, it was love.
另一方面就成全了神的公义。
On the other hand, it fulfilled righteousness.
所以最后他说成了。
And in the end, he said, "It is finished."
他好像所有苦杯里面的苦他都自己喝了。
The cup of bitterness, he drank it to the full.
他咒诅的所有的咒诅他都喝了。
He drank all the curse.
然后倒过来。
And then he poured it over.
你看一滴都没有留下。
You see that there is not a single drop left.
成了。
It is finished.
救恩成了。
Salvation is finished.
然后他与父神就恢复了交通。
And he restored his fellowship with the Father.
他是父啊，他又恢复了交通。
He restored the fellowship.
本来说神啊， 你为什么离弃我？
He said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?"
他站在罪人的地位上。
He stood in the place of sinners.
当他完成了他的救赎以后。
But after he completed salvation,
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
父啊，我把我的灵魂交给你。
He said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit."
原来犹太所有的孩子，妈妈都教他，睡觉以前要说，主啊，我把我的灵魂交给你。
So all Jewish mothers taught their children to say before they sleep, "Father, I into your hands I
commit my spirit." 妈妈就把孩子叫醒。
And the second morning, the mother will wake up their children.
当主耶稣在十字架上说，父啊，我把我灵魂交给你。
After Jesus said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit.
三天以后，神就把他叫醒。
Three days later, God woke him up.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你知道什么叫的爱。
So now you know what love is.
现在你知道是爱的神。
Now you know that love has won.
这个爱是神就是爱的。
This is God's love. He is love.
这不是身体的爱。
This is not the love of the body.
这不是希腊神话里面的爱。
This is not the love in Greek mythology.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神爱果然得胜了。
Brothers and sisters, God's love has finally overcome.
所以叫凡信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe should not perish but have eternal life.
神把这样的爱给我们。
God has given us this love.
我们应当接受这个爱。
So we should accept this love.
如果你拒绝这个大爱,
if you reject this love,
那没有话说, 弟兄姊妹,
then there's nothing to say.
神的公义当然就落在我们的身上。
Of course, God's righteousness would fall upon us.
所以因着这个缘故,
and because of this,
第三章第一节给我们看主第一次来。
Chapter 3 verse 1 shows us the Lord's first coming.
第二次他来的时候,
and his second coming,
他显现的日子谁能立得住呢?
But who can endure the day of his coming?
他来的日子谁能当当的起?
And who can stand when he appears?
弟兄姊妹，今天有许多人为有一些人撑腰。
Today, people have
有一些人为一些人撑腰。
Today people are
本来这些人胆子是很小的。
Originally, there are some people who have very little
boldness. 现在有人说，根据圣经，你们不要怕。
But now some people say that based on the Bible, you don't have to worry.
你们一定可以站在神的面前的。
You can definitely stand before God.
等到主耶稣真的回来的时候。
But when the Lord really comes,
到那一天。谁能当得起？
On that day, who can endure the day of his coming?
他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？
And who can stand when he appears?
因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布人的剑。
For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
所以弟兄姊妹，很清楚的。
So brothers and sisters, this is very clear.
神不只是爱的神。
God is a God of love.
神也是公义的神。
God is also a God of righteousness.
第一次来，他是神的羔羊。
The first time he was the Lamb of God.
趁着今天蒙悦纳的日子。
And in the day of his acceptance.
你要相信耶稣基督做你的救主。
You must believe that the Lord Jesus is your
Savior. 这样你就不仅不就可以从罪里面拯救出来。
And that way you can be saved out of sin.
否则的话，你拒绝他的爱。
Otherwise, if you reject his love.
你仍旧沉沦在罪的里面。
If you are still in sin.
你自甘堕落。
You have fallen.
你愿意接受那个果子,
you are willing to receive the fruit.
你自己告诉自己说,
you have told yourself
这是彩虹,
that this is a rainbow.
你自己告诉自己说, 神是爱,
you told yourself that God is love.
但是有一天,
but one day,
所有的人都要预备迎接神,
all people shall prepare for the Lord's coming.
那个时候那本书, Love Wins 没有用的。
And that day, the book Love Wins can't help you.
不要忘记, 只有当主耶稣为我们钉十字架,
only when our Lord was crucified,
是爱得胜的时候,
did love win.
但愿我们而让爱得胜,
may we let love win.
脱离我们的罪,
may we forsake our sin.
叫我们完全得着自由,
that we can be set free.
在美国不是追求自由吗?
Do we not look for freedom in the US? What is true freedom?
真自由的人是可以自由不犯罪。
True freedom is that you have the freedom to not sin.
这个人才是自由的人。
That person is a
free person. 如果告诉一个年轻人，他不能不犯罪。
If you give me a young person,
不管他犯什么罪，
no matter what sin,
他不是自由的人。
He is not free.
但是天父的儿子叫谁自由，谁就真正就是自由。
But whoever the Father provides freedom, that person is truly.
天父的儿子。
But the Son of the
Son of the Father.
The Son of the Father.
Heavenly Father.
If he has set us free,
我们就真的得着自由。
Then we truly have received freedom.
所以让我们记得，这叫做真的自由。
So please remember, this is true freedom.
所以很清楚，弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么刚好在人问那个问题以前，主就回答了。
So this is why God answered before people asked the question.
所以到了第七节
，Verse 7，
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来。你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们要转回。
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me.
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
你们却问说，我们如何才是转回呢？
But you say, how shall we return?
现在救恩已经预备好了。
Salvation has already been prepared.
转回，转回吧，何必死亡呢？
May you return. Why do you want to perish?
这是唯一的办法，弟兄。
This is the only way.
今天我们处在这样的一个时代。
Today we are in this world.
今天教会是经过这样的光景。
Today the church is in such a condition.
你知道这些人勇敢是因为教会里面有一般人壮他们的胆。
Today these people are bold because a few people in the church have given them the boldness.
叫他们反而不能够自由。
That they would rather not be free.
所以转回，转回吧。
So return to me.
你们要转向我，我就转向你。
Return to me and I will return to you.
但是很可惜的,
but unfortunately,
今天还是有很多的神学,
there are many theologians.
他们问说, 我们如何才是转回?
But you say, how shall we return?
这就是教会, 末日教会的光景。
This is the condition of the church at the end days.
那不止这样,
not only this.
到了主要回来以前,
before the Lord returns,
你看教会的情形是个软弱的情形。
You see that the church is in a condition of weakness.
本来你看你主为我们做了这么多。
The Lord has done so much for us.
我们应该把所有的都献上。
We should offer everything to Him.
这是新约的奉献。
This is the offering in the New Testament.
旧约因为救恩还没有来到。
In the Old Testament, because salvation had not arrived.
所以讲了十分之一的奉献。
So it speaks of the tithe.
如果你赚了十分，你应该给主一份。
If you have earned 10 things, you should give the Lord one.
因为在律法之下。
This is under the law.
救恩还没有来到。
Salvation has not arrived.
如果救恩来到了。
If salvation has arrived.
弟兄姊妹，很稀奇的。今天主把所有都给我们，我们应当把所有的都给主。
The Lord has given us everything now, and we should give everything back.
所以在旧约、新约不是十分之一，
so,
新约是十分之十。
So in the new covenant, it is not a tenth; it is everything.
但是弟兄姊妹，等到我们从恩典中堕落，
but after we have fallen from grace,
恩典叫我们把所有的奉献给主。
Grace causes us to offer all to the Lord.
等到后来我们堕落到一个地步，我不能不奉献。
But after we have fallen to a point, we cannot offer.
我们赚了那么多，我们总要给主十分之一。
If we earn so much, we give the Lord a tenth.
弟兄姊妹，当你这样做的时候，
when you do that,
神怎么说？
What does the Lord say?
你是夺取我的功。
You are robbing me.
为什么主用那么重的话呢？
Why does God use such a severe word?
我们的主连他的儿子都为我们舍了。
The Lord even gave us His Son.
你连十分之一都舍不得。
You aren't even willing to give a tenth.
证明你的心在什么地方。
It shows us where your heart is.
所以老底家的教会是不冷也不热。
So Laodicea is neither hot nor cold.
你不能说不冷，你不能说不热。
You can't say that it's not hot.
但你也不能说不冷。
But you can't say that it's cold either.
明白吗？所以主说，我巴不得你或冷或热。
So the Lord says, I wish you were hot or cold.
你要么就干脆不奉献。
You should either just not offer anything.
就为什么那么明显？为什么那么勉强？
So why do you force yourself?
所以到了老底家的时候，
So in Laodicea,
人的奉献都是勉强的。
The offerings from people are always forced.
都是因为律法告诉他要奉献。
They offer because the law tells them to.
你知道为什么有人要参加这个mega church 呢？
Why do some people go to mega churches?
因为如果是一百个人聚会的话，
If there are 100 people gathering,
你也知道我，我也知道你。
You know me and I know you.
你有没有奉献，大家都知道。
Whether or not you have given the offering, everyone knows. But among 2,000 people,
或者两万人中间,
or 20,000 people,
没有人认识你。
No one knows you.
本来你觉得做基督徒要这样做，要那样做。
You used to think that to be a Christian, you had to do this or that.
现在你完全自由。
Now you are completely free.
你可以不必再奉献十分之一。
You don't have to offer one tenth.
所以他们做过统计啊。
So they did a survey.
本来有的人是十分之一奉献，他到了 mega church 他就什么都不奉献。
Some people used to offer a tenth, but after they went to the mega church, they didn't.
40%几的人觉得没有 duty 啊，根本没有责任的。
And 40% said that they don't think they have any duty.
这不是很好吗？
Is that not good?
你到了教会，一天到晚讲十分之一。
At a church, they keep talking about the one tenth.
你觉得你要离开这里？
You feel that you must leave this place.
你希望到一个地方什么都没有。
You want to go to a place where nothing is required.
弟兄姊妹，这证明人的心在哪里？
This shows us where the heart of man is.
对一个不爱主的人。
For one who doesn't love the Lord.
因为芝麻的奉献都是艰难的奉献。
Because
a sesame.
Even giving a sesame is hard.
但是感谢主，今天如果一个爱主的人。
But today, if someone loves the Lord,
知道主这样爱我们,
knows how much the Lord has loved us,
我们当然要这样爱他。
Of course, we will love him back.
最后到了十三节,
and finally, in verse 13,
耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞了呢？
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord, yet you say, what have we spoken against you?
你们说侍奉神是徒然的，遵守神所吩咐，在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢？
You have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge and that we have walked in mourning before the Lord of hosts?
你说我们不会说这个话。
You say, we won't say this.
但是我们说过类似的话。
But we have said similar words.
我们这样侍奉神不是徒然的。
Is it not vain to serve God this way?
我们遵守神的吩咐，我们有什么好处呢？
What profit is it that we have kept his charge?
我们天天讲的背十字架。
Every day we speak of carrying the cross.
好像在耶和华面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢？
What is the profit of being in pain and suffering?
这是什么时候呢？
What time is this?
人都是讲繁荣的福音， prosperity gospel.
Everyone speaks of the prosperity gospel.
如果你信耶稣，不是大富也是小康，反正就是你很好就是了。
If you believe in the Lord, you will be very wealthy.
所以给我们看见说，这就是为什么你看见吗？很多地方很吸引人。
So you see, this is why many places draw you there.
很吸引年轻人。
It draws young people.
你只要到一个地方去。
If you go somewhere.
你看见几万人在一起聚。
You see that thousands of people are gathered together.
用中国话来说，人气很沸腾啊，到处都人气。
The atmosphere is very good.
所以你就觉得非常的好。
So you think this is good.
那不光是好，而且那个场面实在是好。
Not only this, but the place is good.
你看见吗？有一个聚会。
There's one meeting place.
光是那个装潢就花了9500万。
They spent.
美金。
They spent $95 million.
$95 million. 光是那样的就是那么多钱。
And just in the design.
在讲台的前面有个很大的地球仪。
There's a huge globe.
地球仪呀，地球仪。地球仪。
啊 ，globe.
是吧？
Globe.
地球一个地球仪。
Okay.
所以你看见吗？现在你坐在里面真的好啊。
So it is very good for you to be seated in there.
因为你是坐在9500万的美金上面。
You're seated on top of $95 million.
弟兄姊妹，当然叫人觉得陶醉，当然叫人觉得好。
Of course, you will feel that this is good.
有什么益处？
What is the benefit?
有什么好处？
What is good?
如今我们称狂傲的人为有福。
So now we call the arrogant blessed.
并且行恶的人得建立。
Not only are the doers of wickedness built up.
他们虽然试探神，却得脱离灾难。
But they also test God and escape.
这就是我们今天所处的时候。
This is the time that we live in.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
一个最大的安慰就是16节。
Verse 16 is great comfort for us.
前面你看有7次的辩论。
We see that there are 7 debates in
神说话，人也说话。
When God speaks, people also speak.
一面有神的话。
On one hand, there's the word of God.
一面有人的解释。
On one hand, there's the interpretation.
你看见在这很明显的一个宗教产生。
You see that a religion has been formed.
你看见有许多宗教的匠人说话。
You see that many builders in the religion have spoken.
所以你看见神说了，人也说了。
So you see that people, God has spoken and people have spoken.
有一件事你知道。
But you know also,
神说话是指的人经过的光，人的光景。
God speaks about the condition of people.
但人也说话。
But when people speak,
证明他活在黑暗里面。
It shows that they live in darkness.
他一点感觉也没有。
They do not have any feeling.
他觉得神说的好像没有说一样。
They think that God, it's as if God did not say anything.
神说是说别人，不是说他。
God is speaking of someone else, not of them.
其实神是在说他。
Actually, God is speaking of them.
当他回答的时候，
when they answer,
证明他很有学问。
It shows you that they are very scholarly.
证明他懂得怎么回答神的话。
They know how to answer the word of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，很明显的，他自己以为很属灵。
But they thought they were spiritual.
他自己以为没有得罪神。
They thought they did not.
他自己以为是丰富的。
They thought that they were rich.
结果神说你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜的。
But God said that they are poor, wretched, and blind.
所以请我们记得。在主回来以前，
so please remember before the Lord returns.
你会碰到许多种的情形。
You will encounter many circumstances.
神说话，人也说话。
When God speaks, people also speak.
慢慢你看见是教会应该以基督做中心。
The church should have Christ at the center.
结果你发现人来做中心。
But gradually you see that people are the center.
我明明看见有的广告上是 Christ-centered church.
There are many commercials that say Christ-centered church.
但是其实是 man-centered church.
It's actually a man-centered church.
不是圣灵的意见，乃是众人的意见。
界。It is not the will of the Holy Spirit, but the will of the democracy.
我们到底用什么样的音乐？
What kind of music do we use?
不要忘记，不是圣灵说的算。
It's not what the Holy Spirit says.
是投票的结果说的算。
It is the result of the vote.
结果有人就给每一个人都一个卡。
So everyone has a card.
那么你希望有什么样的音乐？
What kind of music do you want?
但没有一张卡说我们要风琴的音乐。
But not one says that we want organs.
因为 organs 已经不受欢迎。
Because organs are no longer welcome.
现在问题就是，你如果到 shopping mall 的话。
Now if you go to a shopping mall.
为什么来 shopping mall 呢？
Why you go to a shopping mall?
人一定喜欢买一些东西。
People like to buy things.
你卖东西一定有人喜欢买的。
You have to sell things that people like.
人如果不喜欢买，你就不要卖。
If people don't like it, you won't sell it.
所以当然你要讲好听的话给别人。
So of course you have to tell people nice things.
到底你现在要用音乐，要用风琴，还是不要用风琴？
Do you want to use an organ or no?
现在几万人出去。
There are several thousand.
也许两万人。
Maybe 20,000.
你给他两万张卡。
You give them 20,000 cards.
但结果他说，你看上面没有一张说要 organ 的。
Not one says that you want an organ.
所以我们的 music is contemporary music.
So we have contemporary music.
因为这个世界这个文化是这样的文化。
Because this is the current culture and the current world.
我们如果要得罪年轻人。
If we want to gain young people.
你看见如果我们继续风琴的话，没有人会来的。
If we keep using organs, no one wants them.
所以请记得，等到慢慢牧师都变成 CEO。
After the pastors that become CEOs,
慢慢的结果看见说每个聚会都像什么都像 shopping mall 一样。
You see that every church is like a shopping mall.
这是众人的意见。
This is the will of the people.
这不是圣灵的意见。
This is not the will of the Holy Spirit.
当然人越来越多。
Of course there are more and more people.
因为这个完全是市场取向的。
Because this is like a marketplace.
所以现在很清楚的，你只要能满足人的需要。
If you can fulfill people's requirements.
你问问年轻人喜欢什么。
You can ask what young people like.
年轻人喜欢听什么音乐。
What kind of music do they like?
年轻人喜欢什么，你讲什么给他听。
Whatever they like, you tell them.
你不要讲背十字架。
Don't talk about carrying the cross.
你不要讲这些悲观的事情。
Don't talk about the negative things.
你不要讲不要爱世界。
Don't tell them to not love the world.
你不要讲要拒绝罪恶。
Don't tell them to reject sin.
你不要讲要过圣洁的生活。
Don't speak of a holy life.
让他们来聚会。
And just let them come together.
欢欢喜喜。
Happy.
在学校已经够重了。
It's hard enough in the schools.
你看在学校压得透不过气来。
You see that they are pressured in schools.
他们难得要找一些朋友。
They want some friends.
要让他们轻松一下。
They want to be relaxed.
所以来到聚会不要那么严肃了。
So don't be so strict in church.
明白吗？来到聚会就好像来到戏院一样。
When you come to the church, it's like coming to a concert.
现在好像你累了，你看一点的电视。
When you are tired, you look, you watch TV.
叫你可以轻松一点。
So that you can be relaxed.
那么很简单，你只要到这些地方去，你就可以完全得到轻松。
So if you go to these places, you can be relaxed.
所以当然人越来越多。
Of course, there are more and more people.
当然大家都去了。
So everyone goes there.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要忘记。
So don't forget.
这就是主要回来以前。
This is before the Lord returns.
你看见老底家的教会。
You see the Church of Laodicea.
撒底的教会。
Sardis.
就是这样的情形。
This is the condition.
你看见今天的教会。
Today's church.
若不是圣殿的模式。
If it's not the pattern of the temple.
一定是会堂的模式。
It must be the form of the synagogue.
他们做过统计的。
They have done surveys.
大概一半的 mega church 根本说自己是没有宗派的。
Half of the mega churches say they have no denomination.
因为大家不喜欢宗派。
Because no one likes denomination.
大家就觉得在宗派里面受不了了。
People feel that they cannot bear to stand to be in denominations.
所以弟兄姊妹，没有，所以这不是圣殿模式。
So that is not the pattern of the temple.
所以一定是会堂模式的。
That's the pattern of the synagogue.
你只要有一个文士就好。
If you have a scribe, that's good.
你只要有一个 senior pastor 就好。
You just need one senior pastor.
你只要会有一些乐队就好。
As long as you have a band.
有的乐队啊，还是雇来的乐队。
Some bands are
hired.
Are hired.
从世界里面很有名的。
You find some famous bands in the world.
你知道今天在美国，有一种音乐叫 raps.
There's a type of music called rap.
那特别在黑人中间，我们这是非常流行的。
It is very common in the African American community.
但是现在就变成了大家的音乐。
But now it's everyone's music.
所以现在问题就是，你不再听那些犯罪的歌词了。
So you just change the words so that they're not about sin.
你把圣经的歌词放在里面。
You put the words in the Bible in there.
所以呢，现在你来到聚会里面。
So now when you come to the church,
你只要听见 rap, 大家就喜乐的不得了。
When you hear rap music, everyone is happy.
那我们这些人 rap 的不大行的。
So most of us don't like rap music.
那些最会 rap 的人来。
So we don't know how to do rap, so we have to invite them.
那些根本不相信神的。
They're not even Christians.
也把他们请来了。
We invite them.
你只要聚会好就好。
Now as long as the gathering is good, that's good enough.
大家喜乐就好。
As long as everyone's happy, that's good enough.
弟兄姊妹。 在这种光景底下
Brothers, sisters, in this condition,
我们听见有十六节的话
We hear the words in verse 16.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论
Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another.
耶和华侧耳而听
The Lord gave attention and heard it.
这证明他们聚在一起
This means they are gathered together.
所以他们彼此谈论
So they spoke to one another.
他们不只是个人的得胜者，而且是团体的得胜者。
They aren't individual overcomers, but a corporate overcomer.
耶和华侧耳而听。
The Lord heard, gave attention and heard it.
神在天上。神在天上。
God is in heaven.
这个侧耳在原文就好像马一样，把它耳朵竖立起来。
It is like a horse who perks its ears up.
所以我们的神呢，好像把它耳朵竖立起来，听听我们交通什么。
So God is listening to what we are fellowshipping about.
且有纪念册。在他面前
And a book of remembrance was written before him.
记录敬畏耶和华思念他名的人
For those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name.
我们不只有生命册
We not only have the book of life.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你有没有纪念册
Do you have the book of remembrance?
所有蒙恩得救的人都有生命册
All who have been saved have the book of life.
在主回来以前
Before the Lord returns.
我们彼此谈论
We speak to one another.
我们等候他回来。
We are waiting for his return.
我们思念他回来。
We wait for his return.
弟兄姊妹，如果是这样的话
，If that is the case，
不要忘记，神是侧耳而听。
God will give attention and hear.
而且有纪念册在他面前。
And there's a book of remembrance before him.
记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
To record those who fear the Lord.
等到主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
万军之耶和华说：“在我所定的日子。
”On the day. On the day I have chosen,
他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是当你读启示录的时候。
When you read Revelation,
你读到弟兄彼此相爱。
You read that the brothers have loved one another.
你读到腓立帖腓的。
You read of Philadelphia.
只有这班人等候主回来。
Only this group of people have waited for the Lord's return.
所以第四章第二节说。
So chapter 4 verse 2.
但向你们敬畏我名的人。
But for you who fear my name.
必有公义的日头出现。
The sun of righteousness will rise.
教会到现在都是吃晚餐。
Today the church is always eating the Lord's supper.
每次我们擘饼纪念主都是主的晚餐。
Every time we break bread, it is the Lord's supper.
感谢主，为什么吃晚餐
？Why is it the Lord's Supper？
表示一天快完了。
That means the day is almost over。
现在我们等候天亮。
Now we are waiting for the sunrise。
两千年来，教会从来没有看见过天亮。
2,000 years, the church has not seen the sunrise。
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord。
这一次的擘饼比上一次擘饼更靠近他回来。
This breaking of bread is even closer than the previous one。
到了有一天
，One day，
我们的主回来
，Our Lord will come back。
那就是教会。吃早餐
And that is when the church eats breakfast.
所以记得，向你们敬畏我名的人。
So remember, those who fear the Lord.
必有公义的日头出现。
The sun of righteousness will rise.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，同样的是回到耶路撒冷。
It is also those who return to Jerusalem.
同样的是从巴比伦跟着马丁路德加尔文回来的。
They left with Martin Luther and Calvin.
你看见吗？这其中有撒底
But among this, there's Sardis.
有腓立帖腓
There's Philadelphia.
有老底家
There's Laodicea.
当你读马拉基书的时候
When you read Malachi,
你看见那个整个的情形
You see the condition.
所以这个预言不光是以色列人的预言
This prophecy is not just about the Israelites.
也是教会的预言
It is also the prophecy of the church.
然后明天早晨
And tomorrow morning,
我们再回到圣经
We will return to the Bible.
回到这个回到启示录第三章
Return to Revelation 3
我们回到那一段关乎这个老底家的预言
We go back to the prophecy about Laodicea
我慢慢慢慢就明白
And gradually we will understand
我想我们对于主的话就更清楚
I believe we will be clear about the word of God
今天的时间已经用光了
The time for today is up
所以我们低头一个简单
So let's have a word of prayer
亲爱的主，我把这些话再交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
虽然聚会散去，但你的话永远跟随我们。
Even though the gathering has ended, your word follows us.
我们为着你在这里见证，向你感谢。
We thank you for the testimony.
我们知道你聚集弟兄们在这里。
You know that you have gathered brothers and sisters here.
就好像一般敬畏你们的人。
As a group of people who fear your name.
主啊，我们在你回来以前。
Before you return,
我们愿意做一个看见日头上升的人。
We are willing to be people who see the sun rising.
我们是迎接你回来的一班人。
We are waiting for your return.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.